Good morning, Juan. How's it going? This is Dennis with Think of Cardiff.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, good. Sorry to call you so early. I know you probably worked late.
No, that's fine.
But I had a quick question. It looks like my underwriter's saying that there was a loan that was funded by Credibly. It might be a bank or something like that on May 1st.
No, what happened is within us, kind of where the accounts, because we had an old account, and then we opened up the new one because of the fraud. So when we give them the info for the new one, when I emailed him, I guess when they scanned it or something happened, when they scanned it, one of the numbers didn't come out right. So when they were sending it, they were sending it to a non-existing account because one of the number was flipped. It was supposed to be an 8 or a 3, and then it was backwards.
So you guys never actually received the funds?
No, we never received them.
Okay. I'm looking at your May, because I think it was deposited on May 1st. So looking at your May bank statement, it says deposits and other credits, $31,550, which could totally be normal, but it just starts on May 2nd. It doesn't start on May 1st.
Yeah. No, we never received them, because after I didn't want to go through, which it wasn't even our fault, but I guess when they scanned it, when they sent the guy to Credibly, because he was the broker, the broker right. For BizBloom, and then BizBloom was sending the info to Credibly. Yeah, so they had some mix-up with the accounts, and then after that, it didn't go through, and then I had to call the bank. And then at the end, they found out that one of the numbers was mistaken. So and then they wanted me to give them more info because they thought I was giving them a fake account. And then after that, they kept asking me for more info, and then my dad just got fed up because we were literally trying to get a loan for like a month straight.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's frustrating because I have an approval for you, but now they're saying that they're going to have to retract it because they think there's a balance with Credibly. I know there's not because I remember you telling me this story, but it looks like if it was well, I know it was a deposit, but what's frustrating is your banks start on May 1st, so let me see what May 1st actually was. May 1st was, May 1st was a Sunday, so it wouldn't have been deposited anyway. So, just trying to see here. I don't see any large deposits anywhere.
Yeah, because they were, before we even got the loan, they were already sending us a payment. And I called the guy and I said, we haven't even received the money yet. And then they already had sent me a payment. And I was like, what? And I was like, they're not supposed to do that. But yeah, they were trying to send us the money, but for some reason, one of the numbers was mistaken on the account. And for that reason, we never received the money. And then they wanted me to give them more info. Like, they wanted to look inside our bank accounts. And the merchant account, and my dad said after that he said no, that's too much already. Cause we already give them everything.
Yeah. Sounds like they just messed up on the routing number. Okay, well I'll let them know that there's no balance with Credibly, and that May 1st was a Sunday, so there was no deposits ever. So I'll let them know.
All right, man.
That works, man.
All right,
I'll be in touch. Yeah, I've got the approval. It's gonna be for over $20,000. So it's right in the ballpark of what you guys wanted. So it's just a matter of making sense to underwriting here.
Yeah, because I know it was just like recently, it was like a month ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would be on your statements. Anyway, but I'll take care of it, dude.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Keep you posted. Bye.
Okay, bye.